The following is a declaration of the Assembly of the Guarani People of Itikaguasu, APGIG, regarding a judgment in its favor pronounced by the Bolivian Constitutional Court on October 25, 2010, and officially notified last April 2011. In light of the decision of the Constitutional Court in the case Sedeca v. APGIG, and following the analysis carried out by our legal department, the Board of the Assembly of the Guarani People of Itikaguasu has decided to make public some of its conclusions. On April 12, 2011, the First Instance Court of Entre Rios notified the APGIG of the Constitutional Court judgment, dated October 25, 2010, deciding a constitutional appeal by Sedeca, a public works company owned by the state. We express our satisfaction with this decision, which ratifies the legal position that we have been maintaining regarding the right to consultation and to property of our original community territory, TCO. The application for constitutional protection arose out of a letter that we sent to Petrosur, a company contracted by Sedeca, in February of 2008. As a result of this experience, we realized that it was necessary to proceed with caution and discernment. Thus, on March 13, 2008, a meeting was held with the Ministry of Hydrocarbons and Energy, in which the representative of this ministry refused to sign the minutes of the meeting. Consequently, a letter was sent to the Vice Minister, Jorge Ortiz, on the same date, March 13, 2008, to which we never received a response. A second meeting was held with the Ministry of Hydrocarbons in April 2008. This time, in the presence of members of the Office of the Superintendent of Hydrocarbons and YPFB, in which we were informed that the company Transredes S.A., now state-owned, has already been granted an exploitation license without regard to our right to consultation. As a consequence, the APGIG sent a letter on April 21, 2008, to the then-Minister of Hydrocarbons, Carlos Villegas. These were the first documents with clear legal content sent by the APGIG to the government, to which we have hitherto received no response. In the Regional Assembly of the APGIG, held in the Lagunitas community on April 28th and 29th of 2008, the central topic of debate of our 36 communities was focused on whether it should continue following a legal strategy or a merely political strategy, which, until that point, had led nowhere. Never Barrientos proposed to follow a legal strategy developed according to the principles of indigenous customary law, international human rights law, and the jurisprudence of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights. This proposal was approved by the Assembly and has been upheld until the present day. The debate was intense and lasted a period of 2 days. The representatives of the NGO Serdet, who at that time participated in our assemblies, opposed the position taken by our president. They included Justino Zambrana Cachari, currently a departmental assembly member, self-appointed in violation of our uses and customs, for which reason he has never been recognized by the Assembly of the APGIG. Andrés Segundo Tejerina, current secretary of a liaison office in the Entre Rios municipality, former chief of the Indigenous Affairs Unit under the prefect Mario Cosillo, and former candidate for indigenous representative of Convergencia Nacional, party of Mario Cosillo, and Manfred Reyes Villa. All opposed the application of any legal strategy, including the defense of our uses and customs. Among the most obvious results of the approved legal strategy include the socialization of indigenous law and the strengthening of our uses and customs, the latter being reflected in the following documents. The legal recognition by way of the resolution dated August 25, 2009, of the Tarija Prefecture, after which an agreement was concluded with the same prefecture for the construction of a proposed road in the Itikaguasu TCO. In this case, the prefecture recognized for the first time our property and usufruct rights on the Itikaguasu TCO, and especially the fact that there are no expropriation rights over our land in cases of road construction of any kind. This was the first, and to date, the only agreement of this nature, which respects the principle of customary law, according to which community territories are not subject to expropriation. This agreement was only partially observed as a result of a violation by Sedeca, and the current deliberate obstruction of Governor Lindo Condori, who considers the legal issues of secondary importance. The agreement with Repsol Bolivia S.A. signed on December 29, 2010, which incorporates all of the legal principles that concern us, included in the decision of the Constitutional Court. The definitive establishment on March 11th of the Itikaguasu Investment Fund, the first indigenous fund to exist in Bolivia and in Latin America, which allows us to come closer to achieving the principles of indigenous autonomy by guaranteeing a long-term funding of our development, as described in our communique dated March 15, 2011. In light of the above, we are pleased with the tenor and the depth of this judgment, as we can now state that the highest court has confirmed the principles that we defend, and while it affects us directly, its application extends to all indigenous communities, and especially to those who own community territories. The decision also reflects the right to consultation. The judgment incorporates a legal doctrine based on the application of international human rights instruments, declarations of specialized bodies of the United Nations, and even some reports of special rapporteurs, transforming them into applicable doctrine and making it crystal clear that decisions of the Inter-American Court are applicable within the Bolivian domestic jurisdiction. To this end, the decision refers to the case Saramaca People versus Suriname, an exemplary decision that we used for our own legal training and which we defended unsuccessfully before the national government, the governor of Tarija, and the municipality of Entre Ríos, as well as the companies that are present in our community territory. We hope that the legal professionals, such as lawyers, prosecutors, and judges in our jurisdiction, take due note of the resolution of the highest court of the plurinational state of Bolivia, and act accordingly and in compliance, thereby modifying their recalcitrant opposition to the application of indigenous law according to our uses and customs, the principles derived from the decisions of the Inter-American Court and international human rights law. The Constitutional Court ratifies the right to consultation in the widest sense, coinciding fully with the criteria defended by our organization, and especially in certain aspects that we would like to underline, whilst making it clear that we uphold the integrity of the decision. With respect to natural resources, Article 403 of the Constitution of Bolivia recognizes the entire indigenous and campesino original community territory, which includes the right to the land, the use and exclusive benefit of renewable natural resources, prior and informed consultation and participation in the benefits arising from the exploitation of non-renewable resources that are located on their territory. In accordance with the above, in order to implement projects falling into the three above categories, the consent of the indigenous peoples must be obtained, which means that in such cases, these peoples have the power to veto a project. In other cases, when a consultation takes place in good faith, using appropriate methods and information, the indigenous peoples have the right to participate in the development of a project, requiring the state to act within reason, subject to the norms, principles, and values included in the Constitution of Bolivia, including the principle of legality and the prohibition of arbitrariness, respecting the rights of the original communities and avoiding negative impacts on their habitat and modus vivendi. In this way, in accordance with the norms in the constitutional body of law outlined in this decision under the legal grounds, the indigenous peoples have the right to prior consultation, a right that, in contrast to the plaintiff's submissions, includes the approval of any project that would affect their lands, territories, and other resources. This is due to the particular relevance that the territory holds for indigenous peoples, as explained above. In the case at hand, the celebration of the agreement between Petrosur and Sedeca, Tarija, dealt with the use of facilities provided in the Cañadas camp located in the Iticaguasu region of the Guarani people, and, consequently, it was necessary to carry out prior consultation regarding said agreement of said people in conformity with the norms included in the International Labour Organization Convention 169 on Indigenous and Tribal Peoples and the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which form part of the constitutional body of law. In addition to the 2 points set out above, a third point must be added, which was established by the jurisprudence of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights in the case Saramaca versus Suriname, according to which the right to consent was recognized, regarding large-scale development or investment projects that would have a major impact within the Saramaca territory. The state has a duty not only to consult the Saramacas, but also to obtain their free, informed, and prior consent, according to their customs and traditions. The court considers that the difference between consultation and consent in this context requires further analysis. In the same decision, it was established that the UN Special Rapporteur on the State of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms of Indigenous Peoples has similarly observed that, Wherever large-scale projects occur in areas occupied by indigenous peoples, it is likely that their communities will undergo profound social and economic changes that are frequently not well understood, much less foreseen by the authorities in charge of promoting them. The principal human rights effects of these projects for indigenous peoples relate to a loss of traditional territories and land, eviction, migration, and eventually resettlement, depletion of resources necessary for physical and cultural survival, destruction and pollution of the traditional environment, social and community disorganization, long-term negative health and nutritional impacts, as well as, in some cases, harassment and violence. Consequently, the UN Special Rapporteur determined that free, prior, and informed consent is essential for the protection of human rights of indigenous peoples in relation to major development projects. Given that we were notified formally by the governor of Tarija, Mr. Lino Condori, of criteria completely contrary to the tenor of this judgment in a meeting that took place at his request at our headquarters in Entre Rios on March 16, 2011, we now require that the governor comply with this judgment and implement it without delay by giving the appropriate and irrefutable instructions to his employees, representatives, and obviously SEDECA, to ensure that there remains no doubt whatever as to the obligation to observe the judgment in its integrity and without restriction. We expressly demand that the mayor of Entre Rios, Mr. Teodoro Suruguay, comply with this judgment and especially take into account that all activities of whatever nature, be they cultural, social, administrative, or relating to investment, that affect the Itikoguasu TCO, must be the subject of prior consultation with the APGIG in the manner affirmed by the Constitutional Court. This is especially relevant given that this is the jurisdictional authority that most affects our people and nonetheless has never taken into account the right to consultation, but instead acts in flagrant denial of our uses and customs. We demand that the prosecutor of Tarija give precise instructions so that the prosecutors of Yacuiba and Entre Rios, who are in charge of the cases that affect us, comply with this judgment in its entirety, and especially in its imperative aspects that affect us directly, and regarding which the Superior Court says the following. On the other hand, regarding the recommendations to guarantee access to justice of the indigenous Guarani people and other indigenous peoples in Bolivia, the following measures should be taken. The adoption and reform of national policies and laws in order to institute effective procedures that resolve land claims submitted by indigenous peoples, with special attention to the situation of the Guarani communities in the Chaco region. The adoption and reform of national legislation so that the indigenous peoples can commence legal proceedings, whether personally or by way of its representative organizations, in order to ensure the respect of their human rights. Such proceedings must be equitable and just and lead to prompt decisions that provide effective reparations for violations to their individual and collective rights. Special attention must be given to cases concerning injuries suffered by indigenous individuals who have been victims of acts of violence. In this way, the court applies our uses and customs and respects the ownership of our Itikaguasu TCO precisely as has been demanded by our organization in exercise of its right of representation on repeated occasions. It does so, notwithstanding that this has been denied in absolutely arbitrary manner and in violation of due process, which has led our organization being left in a state of complete defenselessness by the legal and police authorities of the Entre Rios jurisdiction. On this issue, and given the complexity of issues and the parties involved, we wish simply to express our great satisfaction regarding the terms of the judgment which adopts our position as expressed to the national authorities and to its own INRA, National Institute of Agrarian Reform, on several occasions in writing and publicly, notwithstanding that to date they have not formally responded to our claims. We only wish to make clear to those authorities who assert competence in this area that any action taken without our formal and legally effective participation terms will not be recognized by us, and therefore we herewith advise them that only authorities legally representing our organization, according to our uses and customs, and therefore the 36 communities that make up the APGIG, can effectively act on our behalf both in terms of legitimacy and legality. With respect to the companies that are present in our Itikaguasu TCO, we reiterate that the principles that we have maintained to date coincide completely with the judgment of the Constitutional Court, and, therefore, any company, whether private or public, must comply with this judgment in its entirety. This is especially relevant to those companies with whom we have not achieved an agreement. We refer to Petrobras Bolivia S.A., who is studying a legal proposal submitted by the APGIG and which complies entirely with the judgment of the Constitutional Court. We hope to be able to reach an agreement on the basis of our proposal and that would allow us to consent to its 3D San Antonio Block seismic exploration project. In the case of the public company YPFB, Transportes S.A., we call on it to analyze the judgment with extreme care, since its current legalers have taken positions which do not comply with the judgment, either in form or substance, especially in terms of the principle of good faith, and in relation to what the court describes as proposals with the intention to reach agreement. On this matter, we will notify them accordingly in due time and form, through the appropriate legal means, given that in the present state of the negotiations, our legal department has not yet finalized the analysis of the counterproposal submitted by the senior management of this company. Finally, we urge all of the indigenous communities to make use of this judgment and the documents that it mentions so that they can put them into use directly and with any social intermediation, adapting them to the uses and customs of each community or indigenous people in order to build a more just future with genuine autonomy. This was the declaration released by the Assembly of the Guarani People of Itikaguasu at Entre Rios, O'Connor Province, Bolivia on April 30, 2011. For further information on indigenous rights in Bolivia, you can visit Equipo Niscor's specialized webpage. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on July 15, 2011.